Broadcasting live from Salamanca Square with co-host Mitch McPherson, of course, Jim, celebrating Stage Hattie's short stay. And this is exciting. We love it when big fans of the show just drop in and hope that they could squeeze in a little bit of time on the show.
This bloke's been begging to get on the show for ages.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is exciting because please welcome to the show right now. He's a fan of us. We're a fan of him. He's rocking his short stay shorts right now. Premier of Tasmania, Mr. Peter Gutwin.
G'day, lads. How are you?
Mate, we are going very, very well. First things first, thanks for stopping by. I know you were just going for a run in those shorts. but how are you feeling rocking the Stay Shatty short stay shorts this morning?
How am I feeling? I'm feeling brilliant. And I just want to say to Mitch, look, fantastic idea, fantastic initiative. This shortest day of the year, get your shorts on and brave the conversation. I just think it's brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mitchie, how does it feel? I mean, you know, here we were talking about it earlier, you know, it was, 8 years ago, you know, came up with the stickers on car and now we're having shorts. How does it feel? The Premier's here rocking it and you've, you know, got his team supporting you as well.
Yeah, we've always had incredible support from the state government, but I said earlier when Jackson Bird and Corinne were here that it's incredible for us as an organisation to have the backing of, you know, organisations such as Cricket Tas, but you kind of trumped him a little bit when the Prem rolls over and, you know, comes and puts the shorts on and stands with us and endorses our message. So, yep, I think I've said the word proud 10 times already today, but totally.
Can I ask you, Pete, in your time working professionally and, you know, working for Tasmanians, how far do you think we've come in terms of having mental health conversations?
Look, we've come a long way. There's no two ways about it. I've been in public life now for 20 years and, you know, 20 years ago it was something that wasn't talked about. Today we're having conversations on building sites, we're having conversations in offices. You know, I think that the steps that have been taken have move the conversation along, but there's still a way to go. And I think that, you know, it's important. And the message today, you know, brave the cold, brave the conversation is absolutely the right message, because I think you do have to be a little bit brave to have the conversation. And I know that Jeremy Rockliffe's here, who's, you know, been great support to me. Last year, during COVID, you know, Jeremy would ring me once a week. You know, and he'd ask me if I was okay, and we'd have a chat about matters. Because it's just so important that we reach out, we help our mates, and we help people right across our community. And Mitch, I think you know, the message today is going to be heard loud and clear.
You've got to be proud of Tasmania. Like, one of my favourite facts is, like, per capita, per head, we do more fundraising here in this state than any other state in Australia. I mean, Tommy Windsor from the Mobart Mobros came down early and grabbed a photo with us. Do you feel like Tasmanians do a better job at supporting each other and having those conversations than the rest of the mainland?
Look, Tasmanians, you know, across a whole range of areas, support each other. You know, I've said on many occasions, and I saw it last year during COVID, you know, didn't matter what race, what religion, what circumstance or background. People held out their hands to help each other. You know, it was the most extraordinary outpouring of a common humanity I've ever seen. You know, in Tasmania, we're a close-knit community, you know, and people will support each other. And importantly, today, you know, the message, you know, brave the cold, brave the conversation is one that people should hear, because it does take a little bit of bravery to have that conversation. But believe me, it doesn't hurt and it feels good when someone does reach out and ask you if you're going okay.
Premier, we were just talking about how many people were getting involved. We just had them on the show then. People still calling through who have registered, who haven't registered to participate in Short Stay. Mitchie said before something like 13,000 people for the very first Short Stay getting involved. Does a number like that surprise you?
Look, it doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, I would have expected a crowd almost as big as what we saw at Hawthorne and Essendon yesterday. So look, there's a bit to go, but I'm sure that you know, with over 13,000 people registered, you know, the conversations today are going to be rich, and importantly, they're going to be important and from the heart.
Mitchie, can I ask you as well, just, you know, how important is it to have the state government, Liberal Party, backing you guys for what you do in supporting Tasmanians?
Yeah, incredibly. Our schools program is funded by the state government, and, you know, work in schools is something that, you know, when I first started Stay Chatty, I felt that it was really important, given, you know, the person I lost was my young brother. And I always thought about when I went through school, and we spoke about it, the Premier said it a moment ago, that, you know, we've come a long way with mental health, but we've still got a long way to go. And I think that change, a lot of it will come from the youth of today and that generational change, and then when they're growing up and their parents and them knowing what to instill in their kids. So, yeah, super grateful for the ongoing support. And like Premier said, we've done a lot of great work, but there's still a lot to do.
Yeah. And look, I might just give another shout out to Jeremy Rockliffe. You know, it's the Minister for Mental Health and Wellbeing. And importantly, when he was the Minister for Education, you know, he started conversations across our schools, and he's been prepared to fight in Cabinet for additional funding. And I know he's a big supporter of yours, Mitch.
Yeah.
You know, he's been fantastic. It's important when you've got, you know, people in leadership positions that are prepared to put themselves out there and have the conversation.
Absolutely. Well, Premier, thank you so much for joining us this morning, for rocking those shorts. Are they going to stay on all day? What do you reckon?
Well, look, I've got a meeting with the governor coming up shortly for exec council. So, look, I might put the suit back on for that. But
we're happy to give you a pair to give him as well. With the governor.
Well, she's only a new governor, so this might stretch the relationship too much in the first week. But anyway, we'll see. Boys, have a great day, and Mitch, well done.
Premier Petty Gutwin, thank you so much for joining us. Jeremy Rockcliffe is over the back there right now. Thank you very much for joining us as well.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.